心如明镜台啊。He said, the mind is like a mirror bright on the stand. This one caught him off. He completely missed the real true mind. So when he mentioned this, 明镜 means the mind, which is the mirror bright on the stand. What is the mirror bright? Mirror reflect everything in it. So in your consciousness, whatever you see is reflected in the mind, isn't it? That's why we call it the thought projection. Understand? So he thought that is the true mind. And he thought he is the one holding on to that mind. That's why he completely confused. Then he thought the cultivation is avoid evil, do good. Understand? So he don't want the unwholesome. He only want the wholesome. That's why he said, polish it until it shines so that no dust can alight. What is dust? Dust is defilement. You created the duality of defilement and you want to rub it off and polish it off until it shine, until the mindfulness become very bright, until no defilement can come about. That is delusion, isn't it? How can you cultivate with that type of understanding? If you do that, means what? You no need to live life already. No need to sleep every day, polish until it shine. Means ever mindful, constantly meditative, which is heedfulness. But that is to develop wisdom to awaken now. If you whole day polish until it shine, no need to live life, then you are dead. So the true mind is to be realized. That's why he's at the gate of the enlightenment. You cannot go in there, you hold on to this mind. Once you do not hold on to this mind, what happens? On its own, the mundane mind persists, understand now? But because he hasn't stabilized his mindfulness or his awareness to realize the awareness nature, next moment the thought arises again. So he thought that is the mind. That is the mundane mind. That is not the true mind. So to realize this is not easy. That's why I said, when people teach, if they don't have the understanding, it's not easy. In fact, the Theravada tradition is also not easy. To understand the Theravada tradition, you must understand what mindfulness is. That's why a lot of those who cultivate the Theravada tradition find it very difficult to penetrate the true understanding or the true awakening realization. It's not easy, but they cannot understand what sati really is. And not only understand sati, you need to stabilize it, to see clearly the two mind. That's why the Mahayana, they develop all this understanding and they come out with the teaching. You must start with mind. Xin wei gen ben. Your basis of cultivation should start with mind. Mind is your fundamental root of understanding. Sing wei gen ben. You cannot realize the two mind. You cannot start. And the other meaning of sing wei gen ben is understand that the mundane mind is the creator of everything. Like the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, everything arises. Good and evil arise. So if you understand this, then you know how to cultivate. Following Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. That's why Theravada tradition start with the twin words, Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. Basic understanding of mind to take care of karma, to have right view. Then from there, the teaching continue until you finally realize the sainthood way, a glimpse of cessation, Nibbana. Then continue until Arahant. Even after Arahant, you're supposed to go the Supreme Vehicle way and continue. But if you stop, then you cannot learn the Bodhisattva way, where the cultivator of the way goes so much further. Not only to stabilize the awareness nature, after that, detect the gateway and develop the cultivation from inside, the transformation, everything. That's why the whole of the Supreme Vehicle Bodhisattva way is so different, it's so extensive, and takes so long. One lifetime, how much can you learn? How much progress can you have? You don't have Buddhas, Bodhisattva, and great beings to guide you and teach you and guide you along. That's why I say cultivate affinity, blessings, and protection with all the great beings, especially the great beings that we have come to know. Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Pu Xian Wen Su, and even Di Shang Wang. As a lot other great beings. Then all the Buddhas, you must seek their protection, guidance, and blessing. Protection is for all form and mind. Blessings and guidance is very important. That is how we develop the understanding of the cultivation. Otherwise, it's not easy. Otherwise, it's very easy to get stuck. Or we should say your cultivation stagnate. Stagnate means you cannot move on. Because like Shen Xiu, once he cannot break the understanding of what the true mind is, if nobody really taught him that, it's not easy. And for his case, we all know the three pathway actually taught him, but he cannot get the hint, no. So you think it's so easy. Yeah? Like now, I share with you, I teach you all the four support. All along, what do you think that four support is? You didn't see the beauty and the, what they call amazing understanding behind the four support, no? To penetrate that nature, no? To realize the awareness nature. No? But that one is the subsequent cultivation after you have realized the sainthood way, and it's not easy because human being like the Lotus Sutta mentioned, Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing, it's very difficult to teach them, you know, because they are still so like raw, so ignorant, you know, so full of delusion, you know, and the phenomenal world of consciousness to them is so real, you know. So if you tell them not to use the thought, not to hold on to knowledge, they will tell you all, is it the hell with you? That's why the Buddha come out with provisional teaching, skillful means, expedient devices. It's initially to teach them to gain the understanding and the interest, then only to bring them in. And to bring them in, even the Lotus Sutta, the opening assembly, 5,000 of this sainthood way and walk out. Can you imagine? That's why it's not easy with the Buddha, Sammasambuddha, and yet people just walk out. Right? So cultivation, you really need the understanding. If you understand, like I said, very easy. It's like the flip over of the hand. Right? The palm is the awakening. You flip over delusion, really. So when you understand, it just flip open. It's just like the fifth patriarch told Shen Xiu, he hinted to him. After hearing what he said, you should immediately awaken to that essential nature. But he can't, because that's the peculiarity of cultivation. When you don't have the causes and conditions, the parami, when it's not time yet, there is no way you can awaken. Even if the patriarch is in front of you, no use. Sometimes even the Buddha in front of you also no use. You cannot recognize, and you are too arrogant to listen. So when it comes to cultivation, that's why I develop what? Humility, be humble, have faith, be sincere, then persevere. Then all this will unfold. Okay?